P. Diddy, bad boy. Literally, P. Diddy, bad boy. Yeah. But
wait, you mean there are people that actually try to use memes to really communicate? Like, yes. Actually, you have an issue with somebody and then you try to send them a meme to pass the message across.
100%, bro. This is the thing. It's meme speak. I'm being for real. It's called meme speak, bro.
Which generation did this start with?
Hey, you want to be my meme friend? Can we be meme friends, yeah, man?
Another thing.
We just be memeing each other back and forth like ping pong. Just like keep doing that. They're trying to tell you something, bro. You're just not listening. They're trying to tell you something, bro. You're just not listening. That's what's going on. I'm telling you.
Honestly, I don't know what was worse, 2023 or 2022. In fact, since COVID, it's just been downhill.
Since COVID,
everybody was like, next year will be better. The pandemic is over.
Yeah, it's been a slow depression. What's Naira at now?
As one, don't, it's never mind. It is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah, I can't remember any special thing from 2023. Can you? Any best moments?
Any best moments? I mean, we hung out with a couple friends. There were a couple new experiences. You know, nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing out of the ordinary. There were some fantastic episodes on the podcast. We had some amazing guests. You know, but honestly, I would like to say that I think the negative sort of outweighed the positive. That's probably why it's gloomy. There was so much bad news. There was so much bad news, bro. As in last year was crazy. There was just a lot of things went wrong, right? Last year. Right, a lot of things. I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, but I don't dwell too much on it. But you know, I came into this year thinking, you know, this is gonna be an absolute banger of a year. Let's get this year, you know, on the right note. This is gonna be the year of blessings and all of that. And Cat Williams just had to come with the smoke. Like, I'm like, bro, wait, hold up. This isn't the first week, bro. Yeah. Can you calm down? Is it, bro? Like, Cat Williams just changed it for everybody. He's like, no. Let me set the tone for this year, for 2024. Let me set the tone. You know, so, and since then, you know, it's just been crazy. Like,
apparently 2024 is going to be the year for content creators. If you're a content creator, because Cat Williams has opened the gate. He has opened the floodgates. Because I hadn't watched the interview. When I was hearing the stuff, I was like, There's no way he said that. Then I watched it, I'm like, oh, shit.
He did. He came for all the smoke.
Yeah, but man, I think it was hard time somebody actually, you know, lit a fire under Hollywood's ass. Just to put a fire under the ass and be like, you know, let's shake the hornet's nest a bit.
You know that term, too big to fail? Yeah. That's what honestly how I feel about Hollywood at this point. It's like, okay, you casted everybody. Everybody's in the Illuminati and, you know, you have to pretty much do favors to get anywhere. I was like, wow, we're so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back to your 9 to 5.
Yeah, everybody.
And life continues. That's really what it feels like. So it's that all moments. Like, oh, wow, this is crazy. All this shit is happening. Oh, wow, P. Diddy, bad boy. Literally, P. Diddy, bad boy. Yeah. But you know, all this happens. Then literally the next day, life hits you and you're just, it's back to business as usual. That's really how this thing feels.
Yeah. I mean, no, for me, I'm looking, I mean, when you look at how many views the video had, I'm looking at it like, look, maybe this was just about money. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know, look, news, whether it's rumors, it sells. Whether it's true or not, that's not the truth. No, that's not important. I mean, how many views now? 50-something million views? You understand? Yeah, so, man, you know, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, and then that's why I said it's the year for content creators, because people are going to milk this shit for the next couple of months. You understand? You know, on Cat Williams' side, look, did he seem a bit petty? Yes. I mean, you know, it did seem a bit. But I look at his age and I'm like, he has nothing else to do now. Like, now is the right time to do it. As in, like, I wouldn't have expected him to do this a couple of years back when, you know, he's still grinding, trying to. But now he's probably in his late 50s. Cat, as in, like, you know, he's probably getting towards the end of his career. There's nothing they can do to him. That's why when this guy asked him, isn't he afraid of getting blackballed? And he's like, what are you talking about? As in, I have nothing to, like, what I have, I have. They can't take it away from me. You understand? I owe them nothing. So yeah, it did seem a bit petty, but there was an element of truth to what he said. I mean, his truth, basically, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Because we know there are four sides to the story.
Yeah. Honestly, look, I don't really blame, like, even though he's saying that, like, another good thing is that he was actually talking about what people did. It's not like he was leaving it for you to judge what they've done by yourself. I don't think he was condemning them. He was literally saying, look, let me let you people know what is happening, and then you can judge for yourself. Do you understand? As in, like, that's why he was like trying to say, you can't let liars be the ones to judge. Let me tell it the way it is, and then you can take this information and do whatever you want to do with it. But yeah, I don't think it was really, I don't think at this stage he believes by saying something like this is going to affect those people, take them down. No, as in, it's like, nah, look, they're good. But, you know, I just can't entertain them being the ones telling the story and flipping the script. So I think that was just what it was about. And the reactions from the people he called out is just hilarious, because, I mean, this guy's a comedian. You guys should have just, for me, I'd have just stayed silent. He's a comedian.
No. When a comedian comes for you, just don't reply.
Just don't reply. He's a comedian.
When a comedian comes for you, don't reply. That's like, why the best you thing you can do. Just comedian, don't reply like... a comedian. You're wasting your time. It's a losing battle.
It's a losing battle. And he is one of the best comedians. No, he's not just the best. No, there are people that their comedy is, there are people that do comedy where it's generic and it's funny. Cat Williams looks like those kind of comedians that will go ahead in a battle, like a comedy battle, and will win. smoke you, like insult you, like you make you quit your job. As that's who Cat Williams is. So yeah, they should have just looked at what it is and let it go. But all in all, it was good.
Yeah.
It was a, start it was a good start to the year. You know, the drama. it's the drama 2024 needed.
Drama
2024 needed.
And now, speaking of drama, you know, and speaking of starting the year, right? Now, I really wanted to let go of all the negativity from last year and just be like, yo, let's start fresh. Let's come holy. Let's come clean, bro. And the first video I am greeted with is a nigga jumping face first at a judge and decking the shit out of her. And I'm like, yo, this year is about to be the littest. Yo, wait. First it was cats. Now this nigga is out here just... And if you guys don't know, you can cue the video. You can just throw that video in here. if you didn't see the video, like the full thing, right? You know, because the clip people see is just the guy jumping at the judge. Right before that, this nigga had a whole speech where he explained how he's
yeah, he poured out his heart and
he's
his soul.
Reformed. He's like, listen, I was in a bad place. I was in a bad place, Your Honor. I'll never do this again. I promise, Your Honor. This would. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, okay? I was on substances.
Oh my God.
I wasn't in my right frame of mind, Your Honor. I promise I'm a reformed person. And this is the old 2023 you saying, listen, that's 2023, okay? This 2024, I'm reformed now. And the judge just says, no, you know, I think you, and this nigga flips. Like, hell no, bitch.
Look, I went to the comment section. A lot of people were on his side. You think that when you go into the comment section, people are just going to be like, oh my God, that guy is, the, you know, he's insane. He's, no, people were like, that's what the judge gets for taking him off. I'm like,
bro, that nigga has like a billion consecutive life sentences at this point. I'm like, get, bro.
He started assaulting even the security guard. Like after he attacked the judge, the guard that was pulling him up, he started hitting... Guy, he was like, look, if I'm not going down alone. He was like, look, if I'm going down, I'm taking somebody with me.
I'm not... Listen, I ain't going back.
I don't know if this is real. I don't know if it's real, but I saw another meme. And that's the thing about these memes. You can't even tell which is real. But when he was in the straight jacket, when he was coming back for his trial, there was a second trial. So they brought him back and he was in the straight jacket.
So I don't know if...
I don't know if it was legit, but I saw it and I... broke down. My God, they brought him back with the same judge.
Nice. No. I don't think it was the same judge. I don't think they would it ever
was
be the same.
The mean, the one I saw, it was the it was same judge.
Okay,
that's
okay,
why
okay,
I said
okay.
I don't know if it was edited or scripted, but it was just hilarious. It was hilarious. So,
I love it. I love it. And honestly, now that's my favorite meme to send people now. I'll just be like, listen, anybody who's trying to mess with me, I'll be like, listen, do you see waiting this guy do this, baby? No, try me, okay? You understand? And I think that's a perfect segue, because it does feel as though like communication seems to be breaking down. People find it very hard to just say what's on their mind. Like, I think this has been a looming thing, right? And you know, that which I feel gave birth to the rise of memes, you know, in general. You know, because there are times where people would rather send a meme. Like, I have this information. I'd rather tell you this. Like, I have what to tell you. I know exactly what to tell you. I know what I'm trying to communicate. But, you know, just, you know, feelings, bro, feelings. You know, feelings. Like, you know, so I'd rather wait so you go home than I'm just going to send you like 5 different memes, right? Then hopefully you find out, figure out what I'm trying to tell you in between those 5 memes.
Really? People send do that?
That's what it is, bro.
I just send memes because if it's funny or,
you just
know,
send memes because you're funny?
No, because the meme is funny. Wait, you mean there are people that actually try to use memes to really communicate? Like, yes. Actually, you have an issue with somebody and then you decide to send them a meme to pass the message across.
100%, bro. This is the thing. It's meme speak. I'm being for real. It's called meme speak, bro.
Which generation did this start with?
Okay.
What generation did this start with?
What generation?
Because it has to be. Like, what generation? Because I just looked at it as, because I said memes. In fact, you know what you're talking about? Like, when I'm working and I need to distress a bit, maybe the work is getting a bit hectic, I just pick my phone and send a couple of memes to people. It's just because I was just trying to find something to just cheer myself up. And then, I'm like, hey, you know, I feel my guys will find this shit funny too. In 10 minutes, yeah. So yeah, honestly, it's blowing my mind. I don't actually see how I can communicate the fact that, you know, I'm upset with somebody and then I send a meme. If somebody sent a meme to me too, and the person was hoping that it would be able to pass a message, the person has failed. It's failed. I'll send the person the meme back too. And then he's like, wait, what are we doing now?
Okay, so there are people that doesn't work for, clearly.
Yeah, I feel like it's the younger generation. Yeah.
In 2024, how many memes have you gotten so far? I feel there's some meme etiquette that needs to go into this thing. Like, because honestly, my Instagram, TikTok is just full of these random ass memes. And it's compilation of memes. You know how you can have like multiple, you have like 10 different. Yeah. It's just memes, back to back memes. I'm like, bro, how many memes is too many damn memes? I mean, it's cool because I'm a bit old school. I like to sort of reply to every message I get. Yeah. You know, but when my guy sends me 20 memes, I'm like, bro, do I have to react to each one?
Do I have to react to each one of these memes?
And you're now mad? I reacted to like 20 of your memes, but that one I didn't reply to. All of a sudden now,
people get mad that you don't reply to their memes?
Listen, bro, it's deeper. It's deeper than you think, bro.
That's why I say I'm still in 2022, because I don't understand what all this shit is.
it's deep, bro. Shit is deep.
Guy, wait. So you're telling me that all the people that have been sending me memes for the past 3 years that I haven't been replied, they've been expecting me. Why do you keep sending me these memes then?
They're trying to tell you something, bro. You're just not listening. They're trying to tell you something, bro. You're just not listening. That's what's going on. I'm telling you. Okay, how many memes would you send to someone before you think, you know what? Maybe that's a bit too many. How many for you?
One. So
one is your limit. If you send one per day.
It's not a one per day. Like it's one in a while, as in like I send one now and then, you know, I don't have to send another meme to you. I can send another meme to another person. You understand? It doesn't always have to be you. Like, I get you have those, your meme friends, people that send you memes. Like, I have a couple of people, you know, the guys I'm talking about, just keep pushing me memes. So, you know, there are certain memes that I'm like, so people need to see this. There are memes I look at and I'm like, oh my God, this shit is so hilarious. People need to see this. Those are the ones I actually do send to people. And then I send to them. That can happen maybe once in 2, 3, 4 days.
Because you use that word, meme friends. Yes. I love that. I think, as in, would you be my meme friend?
Yeah,
I feel that's a real thing. It's like, hey, you want to be my meme friend? Can we be meme friends, man?
We just
be memeing each other back and forth, like ping pong, just keep doing that. Yeah, honestly, this is the thing. Because there are people, that's the only way we communicate. Understand? There's no, hey, what's up? How you doing? Are you okay? Is your family okay? Bro, it's just back-to-back meme. No, just ping-pong. Ping-pong, my nigga.
one thing I would say meme has, like, that I would say it has helped out is, it's a way of checking up on people. Like, I mean, like, if we haven't spoken in a long time, and you send me a meme, there's a very high chance that I will reply to that meme. Either with another meme or, like, maybe an emoji or something. But it's a way of, like, oh, hope you're good, though. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. All right, man. It's a way for me to...
Okay, so you see, that's the thing. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's communicating.
It's communicating.
It's like, say, bro, like, I want to tell you, hi, what's up? How you doing? I hope you're good. I hope your family's okay.
Yeah.
But like, if I send you this meme,
yeah.
I've communicated the same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hence, we have meme speak.
Yeah, meme speak.
Meme
yeah.
speak, everybody.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean...
Send your friend a meme today. I mean, send your friend a meme today, guys.
What actually, you know, intrigues me the most is, it's the people who create these memes. Those are the real heroes.
Yeah, true. That's
because I look at these things and I'm like, wait, somebody took their time to actually, it's the next level of comedy. It's basically the next level of comedy.
Okay, so shout out to the creators of some of these memes. You know, although I would say some of the memes that really catch on, Because what makes a meme popular is it's relatable, right? It's easily you can relate to it, right? Yes, you can
relate to it, yeah.
Like, when you see that guy dive at that judge, you know, I mean, it's like, it's not like this wasn't planned. We didn't plan for this meme to go viral, you understand? It just sort of happened. So that's the funny thing about memes. You never know which one is going to catch on, right? Now, okay, I just want to quickly ask now. So, so are memes a legitimate form of communication now? Is it a legitimate form of communication?
I mean, given what we said about checking up on people, I mean, it is a way to communicate, but I wouldn't look at it as a way to actually, if you have like, I'd say subliminal communication, maybe.
Subliminal communication.
But not when you're trying to address a particular issue and then you're trying to use a meme.
Okay.
Because memes have this comedic feel to it. There's no how you can send me a meme trying to tell me that you're upset with me, and that meme isn't some form of, you know, isn't satire in a way. Okay. So how can I really understand that you're trying to pass a message that you're upset with me at this point when the meme is satirical in nature, as in like it's something that's going to make me laugh.
Okay.
You understand? So,
I see.
So are you really upset? Because if it's really bothering you, then I don't think a meme is the right way to communicate
that.
It's kind of like there was a meme where and I sent it to someone. This was me sending it to someone. So it's a meme where a dude in a skeleton, like he's been waiting and he's become a skeleton. I can't remember what the meme is, but it's basically for people who don't respond to you. So the caption was kind of don't hold your breath if you're waiting for me to respond.
I'm dead.
So it's for people who don't respond on time to your messages. It's a meme where the guy is waiting for the person to respond and he's become a skeleton right there. You understand? So,
I know that one. I know that one.
So there was this babe that I sent the message to. You understand? And she wasn't responding. You get like she would respond, but she'd respond, you know, hours later. And in my head, I was like, look, I get that, you know, I'm not important to you. I'm doing some other shit. So in order to end the conversation, I sent that meme. You understand? But I wasn't beefing the person. It was just funny. I came across it. I was like, oh, when I saw it, I was like, I think there's somebody I can send this thing to that actually behaves like that. And then I sent it to the person.
This is perfect. This is beautiful. And that's what I mean. And that's what memes can do.
Yeah.
Do you see why the memes are actually so powerful? It's because you can communicate a feeling.
Yeah, you can communicate a feeling.
I think that's where the power of memes are. You can communicate a feeling. So it's like, I don't know how to tell you, without coming across as too needy, right? Like in this specific situation, it's like that. I sent you this message a couple hours ago. I haven't gotten a reply, or you know, like there's no way I can actually say that that would communicate as that the skeleton. There's no way. Which is why I feel memes are winning.
But here's the funny thing that I think this is why I said this has to be a generational thing, because this person is of a younger generation than myself. And here's what the person said in reply: I feel like I'm being attacked. I'm like, what? What do you mean you're being attacked?
See, that's somebody who understands meme speak. That's a professional meme speaker. They understand. They understand
and
it.
And I'm like, attacked? As in like, the fact that you responded to that, my reply was, the fact that you responded to the meme this quickly.
You should, you messed up. He messed up. Because you could have been using memes from the very start.
From the very start.
You're using English. That's the problem. Okay, so just quickly. Do you have an archive of memes that you just keep handy? Like, do you have like favorite memes? You just keep it like
I don't
a
know,
store.
I don't know how to save that shit.
I honestly don't know how to save memes.
I don't know. Like, if you ask me now, say, did you see this meme? Like, you know, archive it. I don't know how to.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't. I honestly, how do you do stuff like that?
It's doable.
Is it like save when you like press save on the distance and it saves the meme?
So on Instagram you can save or you can create like different folders. You can section them into.
If I wanted to send the meme, it's just forward. Like the moment I see the meme, I just forward it.
Just forward it straight up.
Yeah, so, as like once I just see.
What if
it,
the meme was that good? You have to save it and be like, Brian, I know somebody
I'll go to the person's message box I sent it to.
Yeah,
and resend it to somebody else. I ain't saving those memes because what. No, I can't be saving those memes. And then after a while, you go through your memes.
But now that you know how powerful meme speak is, you should definitely should have a meme archive. You should just have a meme archive. Just prepare it for just different scenarios. You never know; it could come in handy.
Yeah, true.
You never know.
Maybe I start doing that. Yeah.
You know, some of my favorite memes, and I also like how the internet sort of reuses old content. You know the Aki and Popo memes? I love the Aki and Popo memes. I'm like, I watched these movies growing up.
Yeah.
I thought they were done. Yeah. You know when you're like, Kai, no, that movie is like 40 years old, 30 years old. There's no way this can come back. And I just see snippets and it being reused and like, you know, just people recreating content off like 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, this hits differently. Like when you see, like, bro, you've seen some of those Aki and Popo memes now, bro. I'm like, yeah, no, this is pure genius. I'm like, if the writers knew back then that this is what they be, I'm like, bro, this is a gold mine.
That's why you have to respect OG writers back then, because I'm like, look, how you guys were able to come up with this shit way back? God damn it. Still funny to today. God damn it.
Crazy. Yeah.
Meme speak, guys.
I think I'm just gonna pause it here. I don't know if. Anyways, let us know what you think, guys, in the comment section. Do you think meme speak is a thing? Do you have an archive of memes? Those people have those memes ready to go for every situation. They have the meme to send you.
I have people I'm texting. I have people I'm chatting and I'm texting with. Guys. And I'm texting. And I say something. I just reply with a meme. I'm like, did you? Now I have to figure out what the reply means, because some memes there are no captions. It's just images of people doing certain actions. And in my head, I'm like, what does that action mean?
Exactly.
It's poetry. You understand? So yeah, maybe there needs to be a tutorial on how to decipher memes. Yeah, meme speak tutorial. Maybe we should have a session like that. A meme speak tutorial session. So we look at memes and say, so if you see this meme, this is what it means.
All right.
If you see this meme, this is what it means.
But I think that's the beauty in memes. It's poetry. It's left to whoever's consuming the meme to just interpret it however they want. And I think that's why they're so powerful. It's like, because now the other person can claim plausible deniability.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you meant.
Right? It's like, oh, yeah. that's not what I was going for.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Drop your comments in the chat. Subscribe. Catch you guys on the next one.
Tell us what you think of our new setup.
Tell us what you think about our new setup.
Yeah, just trying it out.
Peace, guys. What happened just now?
It just got loud. Super loud. It just got super loud. Like, I don't even understand.